hate, no hype, no fear.
You're listening to Truth Frequency Radio.
We are TFR.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys for tuning in to the radio show. Once again, my name's JD. We are live right now. This is, of course, the Red Pill Reports radio broadcast. We are coming to you on your very favorite network for truth and alternative information, Truth Frequency Radio. You can find us at truthfrequencyradio.com. You can find us at redpillreports.com and on the dial at 90.7 in the beautiful city of Denver, Colorado. Today is the 20th day of May. It is a Wednesday. I don't know if that means anything to you guys out there. It doesn't mean much to me at all. It's not Monday. It's not Friday. So it's just another day that ends in Y. I hope you guys are doing okay wherever you may be. Lots of people in the chat room already this morning. I cannot tell you guys how nice it is to tune in the morning, get all plugged in, ready to do the show, and have so many people already here. It's kind of like a little family. It's very nice to see you guys. Appreciate all of you guys out on the live stream as well. We had huge numbers yesterday. It's just so nice to watch the listenership at Truth Frequency starting to grow. And I was thinking this morning just about how many fantastic shows there are on Truth Frequency. I need to give more credit to some of these other guys. Robert Bruce's show, holy cow, what a great show he has got. He's got one of the best voices in radio as far as I'm concerned. You've obviously got the boys over at KBS holding it down, doing as much great work as they possibly can. Yesterday's show was fantastic. They had Nano Knight. Nano Girl is somebody that I think we ought to have as a host here at Truth Frequency. I think maybe when she pops into the chat room a little bit, we'll start floating that idea towards her. But again, you know, you got Robert Bruce in the afternoon. You got Roger Sales show coming up after mine. If you want to learn about contract law, there's no better place. Then you got Brooks Agnew's show on the weekends, which is amazing. Jim Ram's show in the morning is amazing. Popeye and Joe Joseph obviously need no recognition at all because they are just absolutely, bedrock to the foundation of the show. Chris and Cherie's show is amazing. I tell you, I don't know why anybody would go anyplace else to listen to music or listen to radio anymore because everything you could possibly want is here. I mean, I was thinking too about, the fact that Rebecca Roth is getting ready to start a show. I can't tell you how much I'm looking forward to curling up on the couch on a rainy Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon, excuse me, and get a chance to listen to Rebecca. It's just going to be so great. And I'm just so thrilled to be a part of it all. Really appreciate you guys hanging out in the chat room. I'm going to try and drop a bunch of links in there today. We've got a short news section today, guys. We've got a guest coming on that I know all of you guys love, Deborah Tavares. She will come here and, probably tell us all kinds of scary things, unfortunately, but it's stuff that we need to know about because, again, Deborah Tavares is kind of the most articulate, the most well-documented researcher when it comes to Agenda 21 and all of these different facets, all of the different agencies and goons that work for them and all of the different encroachments that are going on. And so we never seem to have enough time with Deborah, so we're going to give her an extra half an hour today. So we'll be talking to her in just about a half an hour, and then so we'll have a full hour and a half with Deborah. She also is going to want people to be calling in. One of the things that we talked about when I spoke with her before the show was that she sometimes has an overwhelming tendency to kind of overwhelm people, and she's aware of that. She drops a lot of information. I would highly recommend that before we get her on the program, you guys get your pens and pieces of paper ready because she's probably going to drop all kinds of YouTube videos and web links and things that you guys need to know about. But one of the things she definitely wants to do today is take calls from the listeners so that you guys can actually talk to her about anything that you're wanting clarification on, things that you want to, you know, have her be more specific about. So, again, definitely we'll open up the phone calls probably in the second hour, probably that whole second hour. We'll go ahead and have the phone lines open so you guys can call with comments or questions for Deborah or myself. Definitely looking forward to having her on the program. And tomorrow, I have to tell you, too, Foster Gamble is going to be on the program. He is the gentleman mostly responsible for that movie, Thrive. And I really like the movie Thrive. It is a little dated at this point because a lot of people out there, I believe, already know a lot of the information that was presented in it. But if you're kind of in that same mindset as the Rebecca Roth book that just came out, The Methodical Illusion, Thrive is a great movie that you can put on in front of your parents and let them see and be brought up to speed in the gentle, soothing voice of Foster Gamble. He is a really interesting guy, and I'm really looking forward to finding out kind of where we are with the Thrive movement now, because they do raise a lot of great points in that video. I'll go ahead and I'll even drop a link to the full movie right now in the chat room. Again, if you guys want to hang out with all of the other listeners, Kev Baker's in the chat room right now, ladies and gentlemen. He does such a great show over there with Marty and Whistles. And I'll tell you what, getting an opportunity like this to actually have a chat with him in the morning is not something you're going to find at any other radio network. I'll tell you that right now. And a big, huge shout out to Chris and Cherie for putting this whole chat room together for all of us. And I'll tell you, they've made some adjustments to the Listen Live thing, too. And it's working really, really well. So kudos to those guys for all the hard work that they do. Appreciate all of you guys supporting our show, supporting all the other hosts on the network, and supporting the network as a whole. You guys are making this all happen. I mean, we're getting numbers in the chat rooms that we're pretty astounded by, and it's really nice because it means that all of you guys are sharing the show and sharing the network with your friends, and that's how we're going to get all this movement out. And anyway, I dropped the link to the full movie of Thrive. It's on YouTube, but I went ahead and put that in the chat room for you guys, and I'm going to drop a few more things in the chat room for you guys today. But if you wanted to watch that before Foster Gamble comes on, that would be you have the rest of the day basically to do it. Then you guys can formulate some good questions or comments for him. I think it's going to be a fantastic show. And then Friday is going to be all about coffee, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to go off into a total different direction than the scaring the pants off of everybody, because you know, sometimes at the end of the day, you just need coffee. That's really what it comes down to. So anyway, we don't have a whole lot of time, so I'm going to bounce pretty quickly through the news right now. Real quick, earth change stuff. There has been another earthquake off the northern coast of Chile. It was only about a 4.2. There was a fairly large one last night, way out in the middle of nowhere, quite literally on the Pacific Antarctic Ridge, but it's unusual because it's a place that does not get a lot of earthquakes, and they actually had a 6.7 yesterday, which, as you know, I'm not really great at math, but I think that's a pretty big number in terms of earthquakes. So again, we'll try and keep an eye on earth changes that are going on. Another volcano has erupted in Chile, also a different volcano than the one that has been going crazy for the last couple of months. So we'll talk about that as well. I realize we're not going to have enough time to get through a whole lot of news, so I'll try and keep all of this fairly short. Really appreciate you guys being out there right now. Okay, international stuff. The UN has come out with a report just yesterday saying that as of right now, more than a half a million people, 500,040 people to be specific, have been displaced in the conflict raging in Yemen right now. Obviously, we had the discussion yesterday about Saudi Arabia essentially had that 5-day truce for humanitarian efforts. They were somewhat successful. UN says they were a little bit more successful than they would hope, but they only actually got food to about half of the people out there that actually needed food. And also the total amount of people who have been killed in this conflict is approaching 2,000 right now. But again, more than a half a million people displaced in the small country of Yemen. Obviously, very tragic stuff that's going on right now. Here's a follow-up that I found pretty interesting. You guys might like this too. We had the story about the Hatton Garden safe deposit raid. Remember that went on over the Easter weekend, where there were apparently some people that broke into a very, very important bank right there in the heart of London's Diamond District, and spent basically the whole weekend in there messing around. They went through 72 of the, I think, nearly 1,000 safe deposit boxes there, which is sort of confusing. But as a follow-up to all of that story, Scotland Yard came out yesterday. They said they have now arrested 9 suspects And what's interesting about this is that they're all, well, the first three arrests were pensioners. They're all older gentlemen, we'll say. All of them British nationals. The oldest one was 76 years old. I kind of like this story because, A, we had thought maybe at the beginning that this was kind of like a Middle Eastern gang or whoever it is responsible for the Pink Panther guys. I guess Eastern European gang would be a better way to say that. And turns out it wasn't. Bunch of old white guys from Britain. So interesting. And so 12 people so far arrested, and they have found a lot of the high value property that was taken from those safe deposits and in some of these addresses that they raided over the weekend. So again, the only real question that remains right now in terms of the police is why did they just go through 72 boxes of the nearly 1,000 that were available? A lot of us out here in Radioland think probably has something to do with an inside job, and looking at the ages and the we'll just say the nationality of the people involved. I think a lot of these guys might have banking connections. One of the properties that they raided was actually an 800,000-pound property in Dartford, Kent. So these people are either criminal masterminds and they've been doing this type of robbery for a very long time, or they got some inside information and decided, you know, we're getting old, maybe it's on the bucket list, we'll just kick this thing off and see what happens. But again, Scotland Yard arresting people and recovering a lot of property as they raided a whole bunch of addresses across Europe or across Britain over the weekend. Also, another story coming out of England that we need to talk about. Prince Philip's former aide has now been accused of child sex abuse while working at Buckingham Palace. The court heard that Benjamin Herman, he actually groomed a child by taking her to Buckingham Palace before allegedly repeatedly assaulting her. He's accused of abusing the girl, who was allegedly around 11 at the time, and also of doing some other things that I'm sure you guys don't need me to say by name, but not good stuff to this poor young lady. And apparently the victim and the defendant were neighbors in a military housing area for military personnel in southwest London back when the attacks occurred. This all happened back in the early 1970s. Herman obviously denies that he even knows the victim, but the jurors in the case were told that the victim could recall details about the family home and also his camper van. So it does not bode well for Herman, and just another piece of information coming out about this. Anyway, he faces three charges of incidentally assaulting a child under 13 and one charge of indecency with a child under 14, all of which, again, stemming from the early 1970s. Just disgusting stuff going on up in the upper echelons of probably not just the British Parliament and British, monarchy. Probably has a lot to do with what's happening here in our country as well. So we will see. Wow, Kevin just sent me a link in the chat saying that there are 1,400 suspects right now. I'm going to try and dig this thing up and see if I can figure out what's going on here. 1,400 suspects right now in this investigation across England. That is pretty crazy. So Operation Hydrant. Wow, this is big, deep stuff, brother. Big, deep stuff. I'm not going to steal your thunder, but I will. I guess you already put it in the chat room. Okay, so see, another good reason to be in the chat room here, ladies and gentlemen. And this is another reason that TFR is so freaking awesome, because it's all basically one giant show, ladies and gentlemen. It is all everybody works together, and we're all trying to bring you the most current, up to date information that we possibly can. But this is that's pretty significant. 261 cases classes people of public prominence. Wow. Oh man, that's bad news. Bad news. And there you go. That's what's going on over there. I gotta say too, Moscow came out yesterday and did actually admit that these two people who were attacked or were captured by the Ukraine side are in fact Russian military operatives, but Moscow does say that they were discharged from service. And a lot of rumor out there that that's how Russia has been playing this particular incident. They're basically finding people in their service who might want to go to Ukraine and then discharging them so that there's no clear indication that they're actually working for Russia. And there are also some separatists on the rebellion side that say these guys already had rebel ID cards. I didn't know that the rebels over there were so well organized that they actually had ID cards, but apparently these guys that were captured ostensibly as Russian soldiers were in fact not really working for the Russians at the time. But again, it's all conjecture at this point, muddying the waters. And of course, this comes out of the Moscow Times, so you have to put that in, take it with a grain of salt. Also, I thought this was kind of cool news. Mother Teresa getting ready to be canonized in September of 2016. I did not know that Mother Teresa was not already a saint, but she had been beatified back in October of 2003, but has not ever actually been canonized. So I think that's great news. She's obviously, you know, the Albanian-born Mother Teresa. She turned into a nun, and she was given an Indian citizenship back in 1948. She founded a whole bunch of missionaries of charity and also worked for the welfare of the poor and the downtrodden. She passed away back in 1997, but kind of neat. She's going to end up being a saint there like that. We already talked about the earthquake, so I can skip that one. Let's see, this Villarrica is the name of this very large volcano that just kicked off in Chile. This is a second different volcano than the one that's been going on. You guys have to see the pictures of this. It's absolutely apocalyptic. And I put the pictures to the link in the chat room. Absolutely amazing. There's all these lenticular clouds around the top of the volcano as it's erupting. Pretty darn scary looking. Kind of looks like the Tower of Mordor. So anyway, I dropped that link in the chat for you guys as well. Also, a little bit of funny news. I don't know. It's hard not to poke fun at Kim Jong-un because he seems to me to be the most adorable dictator ever. And his haircut is just so banging. I just love it. I call it the David from 90210. That's what I'm calling his haircut these days. Anyway, he is super pissed off at a turtle farm because they are not producing lobster. Yep, I'll say that again. Kim Jong-un is really, really upset at a national turtle farm because they have not yet produced lobster. There you go. So anyway, I guess his father gave them a pair of lobster a couple years ago, hoping that they would breed it, and they're not really doing very well. He's mad because there's a huge celebration in North Korea, obviously coming up here in October, and all the food, because they have so many sanctions, all the food has to essentially be produced inside the country. And so, yeah, Kim Jong very upset that this turtle farm is not actually producing lobsters. So there you go. That's just, and you know what? I wouldn't want to be on the down, you know, on the bad side of Kim Jong-un after he killed, one of his senior officials the other day with an anti-aircraft gun. Just saying, if I was a turtle farmer, man, I'd be burrowing out of North Korea if it was me. I guess that's, I don't know. There you go. Let's see what else we got going on here. Obama did, Nano Girl mentioned this on KBS last night, but in case you missed it, I just wanted to point it out again that, Obama yesterday did sign into law a measure to create a nationwide alert system to catch anyone who hurts, kills, or makes credible threats against a police officer. What in the world is a credible threat against police officers? Am I running the risk of threatening police officers by saying I think they all need to be replaced with voluntary peace officers? Because that's what I believe, and I'm not advocating violence against police officers, NSA, if you're listening. But again, I think that a corporate structured, you know, police department doesn't seem to be working right now anymore. So maybe we should change that. Anyway, this new system, similar to an Amber Alert system used for abducted child, and Obama basically saying a whole bunch of stuff about keeping, police safe out there while they're stealing all your money. Anyway, that's what's going on there. Let's see. He also did, introduce some new restrictions on the federal program that supplies local police forces with military style equipment. This has to do a lot with the report that was released from his task force on 21st century policing. So anyway, after 4 months of study, the cabinet working group tasked by Obama has come to the conclusion that local law enforcement should be banned from acquiring 8 categories of military supplies through federal funding, including grenade launchers, tracked armored vehicles, armored aircraft, bayonets, and guns and ammunition of 50 caliber or higher. I would agree with him there, but I think that does not go nearly far enough. But they do say other equipment like tactical vehicles and explosives and riot equipment will only be transferred if local police provide additional certification and also assurances that the gear will be used responsibly. There's another one of those kind of open-ended words, responsibly. I don't really like that. Hey, Nano Girl, popping into the chat. Hey, we were just talking, asking amongst ourselves, Nano, when your show was going to start on TFR. I think we would all benefit from having at least a once-a-week, two-hour show with you, young lady, and just kind of wanted to put that bug in your ear. Good morning. Good morning. Anyway, so they're cutting back on how many military equipment options are available to local law enforcement officers. I don't think they're going quite as far, but it does look like they're going to try and reel it in just a little bit. I've got some good news regarding Hillary Clinton's emails. The good news is that yesterday a federal judge did in fact order the U.S. State Department to produce a schedule for the release of all of Hillary Clinton's emails sent and received while she was Secretary of State. So this is obviously a pretty big deal. The other news is that they're proposing a deadline of January 2016 to complete said review. You think I can make this stuff up, but I really can't. Anyway, the district judge essentially ordered the State Department yesterday to come up with a timetable by next week for rolling out the release of 55,000 emails. But the State Department is proposing a deadline of January 2016 to complete its review and public release of said 55,000 emails. Just as a reminder, the Iowa caucus is due to be held the February 1st of 2016, which would just be 2 weeks after the proposed release of Clinton's emails. So, you can see how they're going to obfuscate the heck out of that. And also, it was bound to happen. We were saying it was going to happen. I wasn't sure how long it was going to take, but apparently it only took 40,150 minutes. 40,150 minutes, and Hillary then answered some questions from the press. Wasn't really even sure it was going to happen because Ed Henry on Fox News actually interrupted Hillary Clinton's scheduled sit-down with Iowans on Tuesday to ask if she was going to field questions, and her response was not really that reassuring. She said, oh, I might, and then she laughed a little bit, said, I'm going to have to ponder it. I'll put it on my list for due consideration. I hate this woman. I'm not lying. I'm going to hate her. But anyway, then she did, in fact, take some questions from the audience. So 40,150 minutes prior to New Hampshire, that's how long it took her to actually answer questions from the press. So the new clock is up to 1,386 minutes right now. There you go. That's what's going on there. And let's see here. Do we want to talk about any of that? I'm going to give you guys a important heads up here. Windsor, this is from where is Windsor at? Here's a pet peeve of mine is when you write an article and you just put the county name in there, and when I look at the it's Windsor County. Man, it looks like Colorado, but I'm not sure if it is. I hate it when they do this to me. They tell you, you know, specifically where a place is, but not a state to tell you, you know. Anyway, I think it's in Colorado. Is that in Colorado? Windsor, Colorado? Somebody check, see if that's in Colorado. Windsor police are right now looking for a killer who gunned down a bicyclist on a rural Weld County road near Windsor Wednesday morning. The bicyclist was later identified as John Jacoby. He was found by a passing motorist at about 10 in the morning. The reason this is important is because there was another woman who was actually shot while she was out in the same area only about a month ago. So there could be, there's potentially a killer out on the loose. Somebody in the chat room is telling me Connecticut. I'm sorry, guys. I'm totally throwing you guys to the wolves here. But it's in a Colorado newspaper, so I'm assuming this is in Colorado, Windsor County there, but okay, dropping the ball on that one. Moving on, there could be a killer someplace out there, we don't know. I'm gonna give you guys a little bit of economic news here real fast because we only have about 4 minutes left, and then Deborah Tavares will be joining us for some very important information about Agenda 21. The Dow is up again today, unbelievable, 18,325, happy days. Here again, ladies and gentlemen, the dollar index also on the rise. We're at 95.61. S&P on the rise, 2,125. I'd imagine the euro taking a bit of a dive. It is this morning, 1.11 for the euro. Bitcoin is up to 234.50. Let's check out what gold is doing. It is up about $4 today, still a little lower than it was earlier this week. We're at 12,150. Silver coming up also at $17.21, and your crude oil down from the 60 mark but up just a touch today. We're still at $58.86. So that is what's going on. I got to give you a heads up on Takata. Takata is the airbag manufacturer. We had this story a couple of days ago that Toyota and Honda had actually extended their recall for a lot of vehicles, but now Takata itself is actually doubling the size of the already massive recall for these faulty airbags, and this is going to be the largest recall in automobile history, ladies and gentlemen. They're saying there are about 18 million vehicles that they have already recalled for these airbag issues, and now they're moving that number up to 34 million automobiles. That is nearly, just to put this into perspective, one out of every 7 cars on the roads today. Of course, these are the airbags that when they explode, they have a tendency to send shrapnel into the face and body of both the driver and also the front seat passenger. And there's been a lot of victims who have appeared to be shot or stabbed, and people who have obviously had some pretty significant eye damage from this stuff hitting them in the face. For a long time, Takata said it was only happening in these areas where there were high humidity, but they have come out and said that's not really true. So again, there there is a website that you can go check out. I want to make sure, let's see here, if I can find it for you. You're probably going to have to go check out this. I'm just going to drop this link in the chat. But if you have a Honda or a vehicle that has Takata airbags, I would be in touch with my dealer, because these are, we're talking about vehicles from the year 2000 all the way up to 2011. Oh, here's the website, safercar.gov, safercar.gov. You should be able to find the links there. If you can't, just do a search for Takata recall safercar.gov and you'll be able to find it. But that was also in that article that I just dropped in the chat room. A lot more stuff happening right now. Deutsche Bank inside of the UK is actually put together the very first working group to assess the consequences of a Brexit. So the Brexit thing, obviously, Mr. Cameron kind of won this re-election. One of the promises that he made is to have a referendum, and they're looking to have this referendum on whether or not Britain is going to stay inside of the EU, and that referendum is scheduled to happen sometime in the next 100 days. So a lot of banks starting to worry about that. HSBC has started as of yesterday to charge banks for euro deposits. So just another indication, the war on cash, as some nations are starting to go to negative interest rates. Other people are saying, well, we don't want, you know, because Germany, let's say Germany goes negative, anybody who's keeping euro in Germany says, well, I'm going to go to a different bank someplace else where there's not negative interest rates, which is going to affect the balance sheets on these other banks that don't have negative interest rates. So they're trying to curtail that now while by basically charging people to deposit. So not good, not good. Rig, not won. I agree, Lex. I apologize. I should have clarified that it was a selection and not an election that happened there in the UK. Lots more news. I can't even get into the science and tech stuff or the health stuff. So you guys will have to go to redpillreports.com and check out the show section. As I mentioned earlier, we are going to spend an extra half an hour with the one and only Deborah Tavares today. So we are going to go to this 3-minute break, and when we come back, we will have her here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to talk to all of you again. Get your pens and papers ready, guys. She will have a lot of links and a lot of information that you guys are going to want to take down. And then I will say at the top of the hour, we'll probably go ahead and open up phone lines. So keep it right here, guys. Appreciate you guys being here this morning. Lots of people in the chat. We will see you guys on the other side of this 3-minute break. Keep it right here, guys.
Chris and Sheree Geo here, founders of Truth Frequency Radio. We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for making TFR the biggest and the best independent radio station out there.
When we first entered the alternative media scene in 2009, we were really taken aback by the amount of infighting, backbiting, fear-based reporting, and ego-driven personalities. That's when we knew we had to set ourselves apart and set a new standard in broadcasting. And thus, TFR was conceived as a listener-supported station with no corporate or outside influence and limited commercial interruptions.
You can support our efforts by signing up for a VIP membership at truthfrequencyradio.com/signup or by making a donation at truthfrequencyradio.com/donate.
For less than $4 a month, you can ensure that TFR continues broadcasting for years to come. Real people, real radio.
Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Ministries with Kenneth Emmanuel.
Sundays on True Frequency Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys very much for hanging out with us through that 3-minute break. We are right in the middle of a very special broadcast of the Red Pill Reports today. Of course, today is the 20th day of May, and we are going to spend an extra half an hour with the one and only Deborah Tavares. We always seem to run out of time, and she has so much important information to share. I want to give her that extra space today and get you guys an opportunity to call in a little bit later. And, you know, bring your questions or comments if there's anything that needs to be clarified. She's very nicely, made that offer available to us today to take some calls. But so for folks out there who don't know who Deborah Tavares is, she is a third generation land developer. She worked in, residential construction. She's been self-employed in a family business for more than 30 years. And it was while she was working on things like land feasibility studies and acquisitions, building permit processes, she started to realize that there was a very, very large agenda. We all call it Agenda 21, but there was a large agenda out there of encroachment, things that were happening that were making it very difficult for people to really just exist in a free, you know, a free way here in this country. She really has blossomed into a very outspoken advocate for all of us in this fight against the New World Order. She focuses on so many different things, from primary water to smart meters and all of the other ancillary facets of this agenda as they're moving forward with this whole control grid thing that they're trying to press on us. So we really like bringing Deborah on. She is absolutely very well documented. And I tell you guys, I told you earlier to get your pens and papers ready, because she's going to drop a lot of websites and a lot of YouTube links on you, I would expect. And I will do my best to steward those into the chat room at truthfrequencyradio.com. So first and foremost, I'm just going to open up the floor to Deborah, because I know she will like to hop in. And before we get that far, I just want to say, Deborah, thank you very much for spending some time with us this morning on the Red Pill Reports radio broadcast.
Well, JD, thank you so much for having me on. I'm going to start out with what we see happening across the planet, and certainly in the United States, and most directly in California, because everyone's hearing about the water scarcity. And, of course, we know that there is no scarcity.
Right.
We have primary water, and we are hosting a website entitled primarywater.org. I would encourage everyone to go to it as quickly as possible. We have a call out for activism in the sense that we need people to understand how water really works. Sadly, we have been misled on the true science of water, just as we were misled on the true science of petroleum. They're now also, JD, starting to call water fossil water.
What?
And we've got to get past the illusion of scarcity. The Earth makes water. It is a continuous process down deep within the mantle of the Earth. Continuously, carbon and oxygen come together and turns to vapor, and it is forced to exit. And until it does, it's putting a tremendous amount of force under the mantle. So I want everybody to think about that for a minute. When you have force below the mantle, what do you get from force below the mantle? You get very horrific earthquakes. Mm-hmm. It has been indicated and proven in instances where the water is relieved, the earthquakes and the magnitude of the earthquakes are lessened. And so what we face is diabolical. We have certainly the weaponization of the weather. We have weaponry now that can cause earthquakes. We have weaponry that causes fires, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But what we have is plenty of water, and everyone needs to understand this is probably about the best news I'll have on the program today. But what does having all this water look like? It's very important to understand what the science community is now doing, because we've been doing a very successful job getting the water facts out, and we need all of you that are listening to help. You can't sit on this information, listen to the program, and then not go to primarywater.org. Watch the YouTube Primary Water Explained so that you have a handle on exactly how water works, and then help us get these half-page double-sided flyers distributed everywhere. This is critical, because what is happening now is that cities that are hooked up to municipal water supplies are now being turned into opposing those that are in the country that are on wells. What we witnessed here in Sonoma County last week was the planned anger that they're creating between those people that are on municipal water, where they can be monitored and reduced with smart water meters, versus those people, the farmers, ranchers, country folks, the food supply growers, where they're going to be chastised by the city dwellers for using up their water. Mm. We can't allow this division to occur any longer. The division is what has created our reality right now. We have to come together. We really don't have in a lot of time, in my opinion, in the sense that the advanced agendas on every front are at such a point now that we have, you know, we really must come together. So having said that, I want to just explain what the cover-up about the truth of water is looking like and shaping up into.
Okay.
First, they're referring to water as fossil water. And I was looking at a report from a science journal last week, and we responded to it. You can get this report on primarywater.org. Also on our website, stopthecrime.net, under Water Wars. Before I get into this much further, JD, I certainly want to announce to everybody that I am on the Rinse Radio Network, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday, and you can listen live by calling 712-432-7855. Again, 712-432-7855. And because I won't have time to cover what we will be putting up on YouTube in just a couple of days is the discussion on vaccinations. And I think everybody that's listening needs to hear what that conversation was on our program.
Very nice.
And again, that we aired on May the 15th of 15, so 5-15-15. You can go to our archives on stopthecrime.net, scroll down, you can pick that up in an audio link. But we are creating a YouTube out of it. And one of the most important aspects of what that discussion was about is why the choice groups that come up, choice, does not work. It is COINTELPRO. It is a way in which to actually get the agendas approved. And because choice is used and then they go ahead with the agenda anyway, we're on remote autopilot now in all of our cities and in all of our states across the country. All these agendas are occurring whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Because these policies of climate change, all of course based on false science, are rolling forward. Every single meeting that we attend, the agendas are across the board similar. And they're rolling forward on grants. Money is being printed faster than any other thing that's occurring right now that is paying for the bribery and the continuation of this diabolical reality that we're all facing. And it's through grants and contracts that your cities are signing, taking on, and paying all the minions that are working to literally change what we have always known as humanity. And it's subtle. There are many aspects. It's very broad, and there's really an expanding awareness of what we all face. So having said that, we've got to get the water information out. What the scientists are saying about water is that we have oceans beneath the earth of old water. They're trying to create the idea that there are large areas of aquifers where water has just been entombed. They're calling that fossil water.
Huh.
They're hiding the fact that water is renewable. And they at one point were saying that water actually came from an icy comet theory. But they've had to move away from that because all of us have been understanding and getting an education on the water facts. And so it's important to see the cover-ups along the way, the continual pelting of illusion and disinformation. They've got to keep us harnessed so that we can be consumed. So, again, I want to also direct everyone to what happened in Libya. I am going to say this. We had an insider out of the Libyan area that was working with Muammar Gaddafi before he was murdered
mm-hmm.
on deployment of primary water wells. For those of you that want to see this amazing, great man-made river project, you can go to the primarywater.org website. You can also type it in your search engine, the Great Man-Made River Project. This is where Muammar Gaddafi, while drilling for oil in the Sahara in northern Africa, hit water.
Uh-huh.
And they made and created this amazing delivery system of primary water to the Libyan people that were served with 70% of free water. They used oil revenue. So what occurred is during the bombing of Libya by NATO and the United States, the Great Man-Made River Project was blown up.
Yeah.
And this created a tremendous humanitarian problem because people had no water, and they poisoned the water as well. We're in diabolical times. Our water is being poisoned right
yes.
here in the United States, and we've got to shake people out of the illusion of this theater of representation that people believe we have. It's only ceremonial.
Mm-hmm.
The representation of legislators and our government, it's only ceremonial. For so many reports that are out there, so much information is out there, of course. But basically, as long as we remain in an annually extended national state of emergency, all that we are seeing is coming through the executive office via executive order. It is diabolical, and we are under a dictatorship. That's fairly clear. I think more and more people are starting to realize that.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as the water goes, what I want to alert people to is what we're seeing happening here in Northern California. They are working on watershed policies. So if you are in a country area on acreage, they want to account for your water use. They are telling us now that any water, even a drop of water that we divert, is eliminating the levels in which creeks and streams flow. And we're killing the fish.
Yes.
Because they talk about the endangered salamanders, I mean the salmon and the endangered steelhead. Every species seems to be endangered, but the human species. But having said that, what they want to do is have the people in this area sign a voluntary drought agreement, which allows Fish and Game and other agencies to access people's private property to monitor water usage. This is a two-page document that was distributed a week ago in a new program of literally requiring that we reduce our water consumption. And they're saying that we must forego lawn irrigation and the irrigation of ornamental and annual areas. But they're talking about veggies.
Right.
They do not want us to water food. They also go on to say that we have to forego expansion of all other water uses beyond the 2014 levels where possible. This is reducing construction of any kind. This is the elimination of adding a barn to your property, getting any kind of permitting, because any additional water use or area where you are eliminating the permittable opportunity for rainwater to soak into the groundwater level, you are reducing the water flow to the streams and creeks. This is insane. Once you understand that we have primary water, that we have to start looking down and thinking about water in that measure rather than looking up with the rain and snowmelt, which is what we've been taught. We've all been taught that our water comes from rain and snowmelt, and that is where we obtain our water. No, actually, the rain and snowmelt comes from the primary water that is emitted down below the Earth's mantle, and we can see primary water exuding itself in hot and cold springs, in geysers, in perpetually flowing streams at the top of mountains, for example, in Hawaii, never stop flowing. Certainly, we see oases in deserts where it's extremely arid. Very seldom does it rain, and yet water is bubbling up from underneath. We are being deceived, and this is for profit. This is to reduce the population, reduce the food, and bring in GMO food. This is what the illusion of reducing water is all about. This is diabolical. Millions and millions of people are going to be affected dramatically and will also die. This is the plan. This is what we outline in a YouTube that we have up, which I would recommend that everyone listen to. It's called Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Again, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Underneath that YouTube, you can download two extremely important documents that we found out of the UK and out of Israel, talking about the plans to privatize the water in the United States. It literally names the corporations that are behind this. And without spending a lot of time, because all of you can watch the YouTube, however, for those of you that cannot download documents or perhaps even listen to a YouTube, we have a print shop, and you can request what you're hearing me discuss on the program right now. And for the cost of printing and shipping, they will send you any document you would like, and you can contact the print shop at area code 707-586-9558. Once again, area code 707-586-9558. Now, I want to talk about, I'm going to jump around a bit because there's so many loose ends I feel, JD, that we need to tie up during the program today.
Totally fine.
And I'm just going to interject many aspects of things that we have uncovered here in Northern California. So here we are in California being told that we must reduce our water consumption. A week ago, the Water Resources Board outlined city by city what their reductions needed to be. And it depends on what their current consumption has been. There's been tremendous reduction requirements and horrific fines that will soon start to be assessed if people are not reducing their water. And this is why we're going to see an increasing anger developing between people that are on municipal water supplies and people that are on wells, because at this moment, they do not have smart metering on the wells, and we would recommend that everybody lock up your well houses and your pumps.
Yes.
Do not allow smart meters on your properties. Do not allow it. We must not consent where we can. These are the areas of empowerment that we can all benefit by knowing that we can refuse and we must. It has been our ignorance, sadly, and not understanding the methodologies behind these assaults that we have been, by and large, going forward and allowing the literal absorption of everything that we have known. We're in a tremendous transitional time right now, as everyone knows. I also wanted to talk about a new city that's being built in the San Joaquin Valley in Central California. For many of you, you realize that the San Joaquin Valley represents one of the largest breadbaskets of food production in the country and also exports food as well. The farmers and ranchers in the San Joaquin Valley have been massively targeted with water reductions. In fact, the federal government and the state government does not allow the farmers and ranchers to withdraw water from the California Aqueduct. First of all, it's important to know that the California Aqueduct should have never been built in the first place. There were primary water experts back in the 50s talking to those that were in charge of water, suggesting that the best way to move water around in California was through primary water wells. This is very similar to what Muammar Gaddafi did with the Great Man-Made River Project, which was, by the way, the eighth wonder of the world.
That's right.
But you can watch it being bombed. It is the most horrific, horrible thing you've ever seen when Libya was attacked. Having said that, the water could have been moved at far less cost. We would have all had the advantage of drinking pure, clean water. New water, as it's often called, because it has not been exposed to the toxic atmosphere. All of us are drinking highly contaminated water from the secondary water cycle, rain and snowmelt. Mm-hmm. What happens? We've got Fukushima. We have bomb testing. We have chemtrail toxins and poisons. The water, of course, then is flowing into our reservoirs, picking up all the contaminants of all of the fertilizers and more.
That's right.
And then it is being added with toxic chemicals, chlorine, also ethanol, which is highly toxic, that is part in part what is used in our gas tanks. Highly carcinogenic is also part of what's being collected in the reservoirs, that then fluoride in many instances is being added. Our IQs are substantially declined already because of the intentional dumbing down so that we could be taken over without guns and bullets, so that we could be maneuvered in a quiet, silent weapons system of warfare. We are already in World War III. I keep hearing people say, when World War III starts. No, World War III started a long time ago.
I agree.
Most people are unaware that they're being attacked and assaulted and subdued. But it is time now to understand your reality and do what you can. We must work together. Because I'll tell you right now, the United Nations, and it's very important to understand what some of these players are doing. There is a United Nations effort right now to rewrite what our global structure looks like. They're moving us into a totalitarian takeover, spreading the wealth, moving us into a third world reality. Now, all of you can go and listen to what Cristina Figuera is discussing when she goes and meets at these climate conferences. They all admit that it's not about reducing CO2. It's about changing the global economic structure.
Yes.
And you can also see this in documents that we have posted on the homepage of StopTheCrime.net. I would recommend that you spend some time on a link under the banner of our website entitled Global Strategic War Plans. Global Strategic War Plans. These are war plans that were found out of the UK where there were think tanks, global leaders, conferring together with academia and scientists to create a reality that none of you would assign yourselves into. This is actually changing the genome of our bodies. So here we are in Northern California. We're being set up on now to take the water on private properties that are outside the city growth boundaries. I have a YouTube up and out. I would recommend that everybody watch it. It is called Who is running America and the climate action plans? Again, who is running America and the climate action plans? You need to understand, and I know many of you already know this, but you can share this with others, that there must be local and domestic policies to move us into a non-science-based reality. Again, we know global warming, climate change is just a scientific fraud. It's corruption. And yet policies are being approved by all of your cities everywhere throughout the country and globally that are based on nothing but scientific fraud and lies. So as we look forward to the continued pace in which our reality is changing rapidly, minute by minute, and being funded again, as I say, by grant funding. This is the printing press nonstop that is increasing the national debt beyond anyone's imagination to fund and pay for these programs. We're paying for everything. Here in Sonoma County, our roads are at such a point now that it costs the average driver about $900 a year to keep their alignment and windshields repaired as we are traveling over potholes and disintegrating roadways. There are no funds to repair these roads. When I say no funds, they're mustering up some money to preserve some of the roads, of course, that are going to the vineyards and that help to bring in tourism.
Right.
But the roads for the populations, the residential roads, certainly the roads that are out in the country areas, are so neglected that it's causing about $900 a year in repair cost.
Wow.
And as I say, there is no money because the money has been siphoned off and has been maneuvered into all of this conversation with the transportation, with creating trains and creating smart cities. Smart cities are human settlement zones. These are prisons. So I want you to listen very carefully because when you understand what is going on and you understand the broad-based reality, you find out that there are new words being used, and we've got to understand these words. One of the words is resiliency. You're going to hear this coupled with sustainability plans. How resilient is your city? Well, resiliency is based upon the fact that we are going to suffer the direct assaults of the capabilities of weaponization of weather.
Wow. Deborah, I've got to interrupt you. I hate to interrupt you, though, but we are zooming up on a break here. We've got to go to this quick three-minute break, and when we come back, I do want to get into this smart city development in that Joaquin Valley area and also get into some of these definitions of resiliency and sustainability plans and all of this stuff. Really appreciate you being here. Really appreciate the listeners out in the chat room right now. Lots of good commentary going on back and forth. We're just going to...
Chris and Sheree Geo here, founders of Truth Frequency Radio. We just wanted to take a moment to thank all of you for making TFR the biggest and the best independent radio station out there.
When we first entered the alternative media scene in 2009, we were really taken aback by the amount of infighting, backbiting, fear-based reporting, and ego-driven personalities. That's when we knew we had to set ourselves apart and set a new standard in broadcasting. And thus, TFR was conceived as a listener-supported station with no corporate or outside influence and limited commercial interruptions.
You can support our efforts by signing up for a VIP membership at truthfrequencyradio.com/signup or by making a donation at truthfrequencyradio.com/donate.
For less than $4 a month, you can ensure that TFR continues broadcasting for years to come. Real people, real radio.
Wherever you are, make it TFR. Did you know that the blue lotus flower was used by the ancient Egyptians as an aphrodisiac to experience feelings of euphoria and ecstasy? And ecstasy. And ecstasy. Did you know that Thai kratom was used by the Buddhist monks to produce a relaxing and dreamlike state? Did you know San Pedro cactus was used by the Native Americans to quest for visions and heal the body? Bouncing Bear Botanicals is your number one supplier of rare and sacred plants and a proud sponsor of Truth Frequency Radio. by clicking on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, you can learn more about a vast selection of entheogens, including Amanita muscaria, also known as the sacred mushroom. So click on the banner at truthfrequencyradio.com, and you'll also get up to $40 off your next order.
Judith Baker was once a promising science student who dreamed of finding a cure for cancer. This exposé is an account of how she strayed from a path of mainstream scholarship to a life of espionage in New Orleans with Lee Harvey Oswald. In her narrative, she offers extensive documentation on how she came to be a cancer expert and what led to her involvement in the development of a biological weapon that Oswald was to smuggle into Cuba to eliminate Fidel Castro. Details on what she knew of Kennedy's impending assassination and her belief that Oswald was a deep cover intelligence agent who was framed for an assassination he was actually trying to prevent are also revealed. Me and Lee by Judith Baker. Special JFK 50th Anniversary Signed Limited Edition. $30 including shipping. Limited number of these available. Order your copy today at federaljack.com/store.
You must unite what is inside us.
We are TFR.
Truth Frequency Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys very much for hanging out with us through that 3-minute break. We are moving into the second hour of our broadcast today. We're very excited because we have the one and only Deborah Tavares with us right now. And we are starting to talk about the smart city developments, and specifically about this smart city development that's happening in the Central Valley there in California. And Deborah, you kind of started to get on that topic, and I wondered when you brought it up if it had anything to do with that same location where they're building this super fast monorail maglev train to nowhere. Are we talking about the same place, Deborah?
Well, yes, we are. This is a train that was funded now in January, or I should say started, a project that has been on the books for many years. People were calling it the train to nowhere. They were not understanding why we were planning to spend $68 billion, and of course we know that it always construction costs always exceed their estimations. But it's a high-speed rail, and it was out in the middle of nowhere, and people kept referring to the train to nowhere. Well, what we have to stop and think is there is a reason that train is being built there. Many reasons. Ways in which they can remove and transport products for the corporations. That's one of the reasons that they build trains. They're not out there for no reason. We've also recently discovered that they're planning to build a new city. And what I want to say right now is this train is one of the biggest transportation projects the country has ever seen. And it broke ground, as I was saying, in January of 2015. And it will take trips to Los Angeles and back and forth to San Francisco and Los Angeles in less than 3 hours of speeds of over 200 miles an hour. And so we're going to be building this $58 billion high-speed rail in its broken ground. Hmm. So what is it really doing? Well, there are many reasons. As I was saying, it's going to be hauling goods for the corporate structure, but they're also building a new town there, a new city, and it's going to be the 21st century go-to in California. It's going to represent the most smart city in the country, so they're saying.
Wow.
And it is called Quay Valley, Q-U-A-Y. Quay Valley. What they're creating out of this 8,000 acres of farmland that was growing almonds, pistachios, and hay and more is a recreation zoo, a confinement center for those that choose to live out there. Now, why do I say that? We're being lured by amusement. We're being connected to the fantasy of being able to get into a tube that they're going to have in this city that can transport people through this city at high speeds. Also, they're going to be reusing every drop of water. It's going to go through water treatment systems, and they're going to have canals, much like Venice, and will be people that live out there will be able to move around in boats. There will not be an emphasis on cars. In fact, cars are going to be discouraged, in other words, eliminated. So we're being set up and confined in amusement parks so that we are seeped in individual enjoyment rather than understanding that we're being imprisoned. And when you look at this Quay Valley, you can find all this information. I have it posted on StopTheCrime.net. You can go to Hot Radio Show Topics, and you can find many of the things that we talk about on air, things that we believe are critical for everyone to see. Again, Hot Radio Show Topics. You're going to learn more about this Quay Valley, this new 21st century city that is planning to be constructed. And we've researched who's behind it. It appears that the Pelosis are behind this, as well as other movers and shakers, of course, that are redefining our reality. They're going to have museums, schools. They're going to also have 2,000 acres of commercial buildings so that you don't have to leave this city. They're also going to entertain you, should you decide to live there, with a zoo. And they're going to have animals that are going to be provided by the San Diego Zoo Global Wildlife Conservancy. So, again, I mentioned the Hyperloop transportation system. It's going to be 5 miles of a Hyperloop that will weave its way through the project. And so you can get into that and be transported. It can transport passengers at hundreds of miles per hour. They go on to talk about how every drop of water will be reused. What I want to point out, and what is in the documents, again, the YouTube that I recommended in the first segment of the program, JD, was Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. In the Water Market USA Global Water Intelligence document that you can download at the underneath the YouTube, they talk about the reuse of water and how billions and billions of dollars are going to be made by forcing all of us to pay for water reuse and desalinization. This is a water market for the global elite. They're so excited about the billions of profits that they see coming out of the treatment. In fact, Bill Gates is even involved. There is no way that any of the treatment systems remove all of the endocrine disruptors. So what we're going to have is the assault, again, on our biological systems, on the plants, on our animals, everything. What we'll have, of course, is just a further reduction of our ability to function. Of course, making massive profits for Big Pharma as we continue to degenerate with the poisons and toxins that are changing our genome. This
That's
is
right.
all intentional. This is all in part of what is occurring to placate the global populations so that we don't physically fight back. So having said that, Quay Valley is a city. It's a new community, and it's in application now, in the application phase. And they have a preliminary design plan, and you can take a look and read more about this on our website. But they're going to have, they wanted 50,000 homes, but they've pared it down to 25,000. But they'll have three people in each home, so there will be the capability of housing 75,000 people in their first phase. So it's important to understand what is occurring, the confinement in these cities. These are prisons. Make no mistake about it. So prior to the break, JD, I was talking about new vocabulary that's shaping out of this sustainability change, the fundamental change of our lifestyles and of how we've lived in the past. And resiliency is extremely important to understand. Resilient cities. If you type in your search engines, you'll find resilient cities. Well, you'll also find out that the concept was pioneered by Rockefeller. And Rockefeller is looking at resilient cities as a way in which to assist all of us with coping with the shocks of climate change. In other words, the tremendous storm events that we're going to increasingly all suffer from as they continue to through the storm events that we're being pelted with, they're going to force migration of populations. We're being told that if you are in an area where storm events are known to be increasing and you stay there, you're on your own.
Wow.
And you must relocate if you want to have any kind of insurance opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
You must relocate. So, of course, we know this is another method in which forced relocation is going to occur, the weaponization of weather events. Most important to understand that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And when we look at resiliency, here's the plan around resiliency. They're claiming that there are two pillars to meet climate change. Again, of course, we know climate change is all based on fraudulent science. So
right.
We go from there, the two pillars. The one pillar is to reduce your CO2 emissions. Well, we need CO2 in order to survive. We need plants. So just as a sidebar right now, they're taking out plants here as a result of the drought. They're forcing lawn removal.
Mm-hmm.
They're forcing plant removal all across California right now. This is reducing our oxygen. But let's move on. One pillar is to reduce your CO2 emissions by retrofitting all of your homes with all of these sensor devices, all of this tracking, wireless technology that is literally causing DNA breakage as you are sliced and diced with a warfare system of frequencies that you can't literally see or smell, but it's killing all of us.
Yep.
We're being bathed in a frequency reality that is also part of the massive genocide program. So we look at the ways in which we're supposed to reduce our CO2 emissions. Again, watch the YouTube, who is running America and the climate action plans. The second pillar under the resiliency plans are to be able to cope and be able to handle the stress. And so what we're seeing developing now is the redefining of people that cannot cope with the weaponized assaults on us, the intentional weaponized assaults on us. If you cannot cope from the devastation of your community by tornadoes, by lightning strikes and massive fires, then it's your fault. Remember, everything is blamed on us.
That's right.
And you will need drugs in order to literally be able to cope with the violence that is being put upon all of us. We are being set upon by methodologies of absolute violence and assault. There is a YouTube that we have up. We filmed Noah giving a talk about what it would look like if California was hit by a massive earthquake and the consequences of an economic reality as a result of complete disruption from an earthquake. And it is up on YouTube called KILL, K-I-L-L, ARC Storm, A-R-K, Storm. And they talk about atmospheric rivers. In other words, weather-related rivers from the sky, downpouring of waters.
Mm-hmm.
They're redefining our language by the invented technologies of weaponized warfare. Understand, we are the enemy. We are being absolutely set upon by diabolical technologies that have been withheld from public view. We must understand how we now can and have the opportunity to work together. It's going to become more difficult, though, for us to recognize one another because, sadly, JD, what we have is we have a ground-based criminal crime network. And I've talked about this in depth. I've interviewed a number of targeted individuals, as they are called, but this is not minimized to a specific group of whistleblowers or people. This is a random selection of the global population, and there are networks, and they have been in place for a very long time, of teams that stalk and use directed energy weapons, handheld weapons, and assault populations. We're seeing this expand. This is the new warfare. People are paid to do this. This is as denied as chemtrails are denied,
right,
or the assaults from the aerosols. This program, as far as the legislators are concerned, does not exist. However, this is psychological, biological, and electromagnetic frequency weapons being used against the U.S. citizens. And everyone now is either a target, you're either a victim, or you are a perpetrator. Now, when I say that, what is defined by that, by those that have now figured out our reality, does not mean you are a knowing perpetrator. Sadly, the compartmentalization of people that are working as minions to cause these assaults against us, it's all about paychecks for many people.
Yes.
They're unaware. So we can't be angry at people that are inflicting death upon us that are not educated. That's why you have a program like this and others that you do and those programs that I do to educate people what our reality really is. We can no longer bury ourselves in the sporting events and in the distractions that are intentionally placed to create our inability to see our reality.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I will add a few additional things. Real quick, JD, I wanted to point out a very diabolical situation that has come to light. PG&E, which is the acronym for Pacific Gas and Electric, they happen to be the utility company for electricity and gas that serves Northern California, where I am.
Okay.
I've spoken many times in the past. PG&E is Rothschild. When you type in your search bar, PG&E followed by Rothschild, you find that a man by the name of Kimmel, who is the CEO for Rothschild LLC, sits on the PG&E board.
Hmm.
Now, PG&E also purchased the water rights for the upstream flows that appear to be our water delivery system for Sonoma County and Marin. So they bought these rights back in the 1930s. Again, this is Rothschild.
Right.
Many of you also may recall that PG&E was attempting to build a nuclear site in Bodega Bay. And that failed because in the 60s, there was tremendous protesting against it. Now it's referred to as the hole in the head because they excavated for this site and they never filled it in. So there's an area here in Northern California that happily calls itself the nuclear free zone because they prevailed on preventing this nuclear facility on a fault to be built. I want to throw in this. This is also available for people to see on Hot Radio Show Topics. It's absolutely diabolical. But Sebastopol, California, in Northern California, was ground zero back in 2010 of kicking out the smart meter awareness. And it was the ground zero for the initiating of the activism against smart meters. And we were, because I'm in that area as well, and my original website was refusesmartmeters.com, refusesmartmeters.com. That eventually turned into the sister site of smartmetersmurder.com,
okay.
smartmetersmurder.com. What occurred, and actually it's, I find it interesting in many of the documents about the intentionality of the global grid connecting us all up to mind intrusion, which is what these frequencies are, and slow death and depopulation. What I found actually rather horrifying was the illusion that our public utilities literally cause our utilities to stay in to literally serve their customers. They don't. The CPUC, California Public Utility Commission, here in California, actually is an arm of Rothschild and is working together with the utilities. Edison International is the Southern California utility purveyor, known as Southern California Edison, but Edison International is also linked with Rothschild as well.
Wow.
What we discovered, JD, and this is diabolical, we discovered in a required download of documents out of the CPUC and Pacific Gas and Electric about 8 months ago that Pacific Gas and Electric and the CPUC were in collusion on not only spying on their customers here in the hotbed of activism against the smart meters, but they were also using directed energy weapons on Sebastopol, California. They moved the collectors of a project from the Mojave Desert, where it would have been isolated and away from population zones, to Sebastopol. This is becoming a hot issue because certainly we know that directed energy weapons from space can and are being used to disperse crowds. Mm-hmm. We know that frequencies can literally control the thinking of people. These are called psychotronic weapons. It can create your thinking. It can literally force you, people, to do what they would otherwise never do. They're overriding our computers and our brains.
Deborah, can I just interject for just a quick second with a question? We're talking about these targeted individuals right now, and a lot of people in the chat room are very curious about this because some of these people, this is the first they've ever heard of it. And we're not just talking about targeting them from a space-based platform, but we're also talking about handheld stuff that someone could be using outside of their outside of someone's home or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's not a could be. JD, is an absolute reality, and it's expanding rapidly.
Right.
I have done many, many shows. Again, I really would recommend that people go into the archives of our prior shows. I've interviewed many targeted individuals.
Mm-hmm.
What is happening, as I was saying earlier in the program, and for those of you that are unaware of targeted individuals, go to stopthecrime.net, click on the mind control link, and understand some of those that have already died as a result of being targeted. Aaron Alexis was one that was a targeted individual, that D.C. shooting.
Mm-hmm.
At the Naval Shipyard, he was targeted. He was reaching out to the targeted communities saying that he was hearing voices in his head, that he was a contractor for the Department of Defense and staying in hotels, and he was hearing people banging on the walls. He was feeling as though he was being burned. He went to the VA. They gave him sleeping aids, but he was reaching out for help. He didn't fully understand what was going on, but he knew he was a victim of technologies that are not widely known. This is a technology that is expanding. Greater individuals within the populations now are going to be targeted like this. This is the new crime enforcement, and we are the enemy. So what we see, are people moving in next door to targeted victims or those that they plan to target and using weapons, lasers, just what presumably happened to Jeff Rentz when there was an assassination attempt on his life a few weeks ago, and he was forcibly drove off the road into a ditch and has suffered some brain trauma. It is felt that masers were used on him. They can literally knock you out, put you to sleep in a moment, and cause you to crash. This is a very typical method of chaos and ways in which people are also given heart attacks remotely.
Right.
We're operating remotely. People need to understand that. We see it not only in a policy level in our cities with diabolical programs being advanced based on false science. We see the privatization attempts on our water now because we're being told we're running out of water. That's all a lie. We are now literally being controlled by these criminal crime syndicates on the ground. Now, for those of you that have not heard of it, it is important that you do. When I have spoken to targets, I've asked them, what can we do for you if we are not at this moment recognizing that we are being targeted? And they said, what you can do for us is believe us. Now, what does that look like in their eyes? Well, there's synthetic telepathy, an advancement in voice-to-skull technology that came out decades ago, where literally somebody could talk to you remotely, and you could hear them talking to you in your mind. These were technologies that were funded for other reasons, people that had hearing impairments and so forth, so that they could hear again. But these have sadly been taken over for evil purposes. So when you have somebody saying that they're hearing voices in their head, or that they believe that they are being burned, or they're feeling overheated, this is the type of sensation that occurs. This is what is happening now with the amplified frequencies from all the cell phone towers, the antennas. All of our wireless toys are weapons.
That's right.
Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Our wireless toys are weapons. I have a YouTube up. It's called The Cooking of Humanity, Cooking of Humanity, where I interviewed Barry Trower from the UK, who is an expert in microwave warfare. We are at war, and microwaves are being used.
Deborah, could you talk just for a sec? We're getting ready to go to this break, but you mentioned that word Mazar earlier. Is that like a targeted microwave laser? Is that what I'm picking up on by
Mazar, that? Mazar, yes. It's all remote technologies that are being used to cause accidents, to put people to sleep in an instance so that they crash in their cars. This has been used quite extensively and is increasing. They're also literally able, with all of the wireless technology on our first responders, able to amplify the anger in our police departments.
Wow, that's really interesting, because one of the targeted people that I've reached out to says that that's exactly what happens to them, is that they'll just wake up in an absolute rage with nothing to be upset about, no real reason, rhyme, or whatever to feeling that way, but having this just overwhelming adrenaline rush where you're just angry about whatever. And that always struck me as I thought, man, if that is part of this targeting thing, that is just unbelievable. Deborah, we've got to go to this quick 3-minute break. Is it okay with you if we take some phone calls when we come back?
Yep.
Okay, so if you're on the phone, hang out. We will open up the phone lines when we come back. We've got another half an hour with Deborah Tavares. Keep it right here, guys. We have a 3-minute break. Absolutely amazing information. Targeted individuals. Wow, just some great stuff. Be right back, guys.
Joe Joseph here for Truth Frequency Radio. According to allgov.com, since 9/11, a total of 238 Americans have died from a terrorist attack. That's 24 a year, making your chance of dying 1 in 625,000. Conversely, you have a 1 in 1,000 chance of becoming a victim of police brutality. Yet we spend trillions of dollars on the war on terror while militarizing an abusive police force. At TruthFrequencyRadio.com, we have a team of the very best personalities in independent media. A team that's dedicated to bringing you reliable and rock-solid news and information so you can arm yourself with knowledge and join the fight against worldwide oppression and tyranny. Truth Frequency Radio. News without the hate, hype, and fear.
Sure, I'm glad I tried that new Iodine Now microplant powder formulation.
You liked it, huh? I told you it would change your life.
Yeah, I feel fantastic, and I have so much more energy.
Hi, I have your Iodine Now delivery.
Oh, yes, my second order arrived. Thank you so much.
Hey, buddy, why don't you ask this lady out for a date?
Good idea. Now that I'm taking Iodine Now, I have the energy to enjoy my life again.
It looks like you're getting back your old charm, buddy.
I'd love to go out to dinner with you. And can I try some of the iodine now?
Of course you can. You just delivered me a 1-year supply. Your future looks really great. I finally agree with you.
Iodine Now, part of the MicroPlant Powder family. MicroPlant Powder is available in 15 different formulations. Call 888-910-4367 or visit the website to find the one that's right for you. And listen to our new audio descriptions for every product only at MFUSA.org.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Saturdays and Sundays on True Frequency Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us through that 3-minute break. And to all of you guys in the chat room, absolutely love having you guys along for the ride. And all of you on the live streams, really appreciate that as well. We are going to open up the phone lines. Fran, I do see you hanging out there. We are going to go to your phone call in just 1 second. Anybody else who wants to hop in line, the number to call is 866-37-TRUTH or 866-378-7884. Again, 866-378-7884. And I will keep my eye on the phone board. I wanted to turn it back over to Deborah Tavares, our very special guest today. She wanted to mention one other thing about the control mechanisms that are coming down through the EPA on your own vehicles, ladies and gentlemen. So Deborah, do you want to pick it up right there?
Well, absolutely, yes. The EPA has approved higher levels of corn ethanol to be used in our gas. What they know is that vehicles that are older than 2012, the corn ethanol will cause tremendous inability to keep your cars running. It will cost you a lot as repair requirements increase.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose, of course, is to take us out of our cars. So again, they're redundant systems in which they can eliminate and reduce our mobility. This is called attrition warfare. And in the NASA war document, they talk about the warfare of attrition. And it's important to understand how attrition warfare works. If you can eliminate the enemy's ability to move, you capture that enemy.
That's right.
Whether that enemy is able to be a formidable resistance or not, if you eliminate mobility, you capture the enemy. And this is why you're seeing the smart cities, eliminating of cars, moving us into bicycles. This is warfare.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way in which to eliminate our mobility mm-hmm. and to incarcerate us.
A lot of people would call it asymmetric warfare as well, right?
Well, attrition warfare is really a diabolical approach where the human species will not survive.
Mm.
So it is another word for that that I've been seeing and hearing at meetings is commodification. And commodification, I was hearing the word as commodify,
right,
or commodity. And when you hear words that you're not familiar with, you tend to align them with familiar interpretations.
Right.
We've got to stop and really think and listen carefully and then do our homework in defining what words mean. I'll just throw this out. I want to throw another thing out, too, that I haven't mentioned yet. But commodification means everything that is bought and sold, such as the weather, the climate, and the water, will become sellable. In other words, things that were never sellable before will become sellable. In other words, if you want to live in an area where there are fewer weaponized weather events, you can pay for that.
Wow.
So this is where we're heading. Gaps of lost revenue are being sought. Everything that was not sellable will be sellable. Two things I want to throw out. We found a plan to burn up Northern California. And what do I mean by that? We discovered that in Mendocino, Humboldt, and in northern Sonoma County, there are about 450,000 acres that are owned by a lumber company, actually a family called the Fisher family out of San Francisco.
Okay.
The Fisher family owned Gap and Old Navy. They own the Fairmont Hotels. They're globalists. They fund hundreds of thousands of dollars on an annual basis to phony fake science. They acquired large swaths of timber land for certainly for cap and trade, for exchanging sequestration, carbon sequestration. Well, what they've done is they have, since about 2012, been slashing and gashing and squirting herbicides, which include Roundup, into tan oak trees. And they're allowing the trees to stand and die. It takes them many years. The fire departments and fire chiefs in Northern California, as well as the residents, are horrified with this upcoming fire season in California.
Wow.
Because we have what they call ladder fires now, where all of this combustible material that's not being removed, this is completely unregulated. This material is not being removed. And what the Fisher company offered as an appeasement for the concerned people is they helped formulate evacuation routes.
Wow.
Now, this is also a YouTube. Somebody did. I did a program and focused more on this plan, and it's called The Plan to Burn Up Northern California, I think. You can find it on YouTube. The Rape of Justice put it up for us. But we go into detail. We have certainly on our hot radio show topics, we've copied letters from the fire chiefs as they were sending them to their board of supervisors, telling them that this has got to stop, they've got to get this all removed, that there's going to be a tremendous loss of forestry material and homes, etc. But also the fact that as these fires burn, they're burning the poisons and toxins that were squirted into these gashes to
That's
kill
right.
all of these trees. Now, the reason that they claim that they have to eliminate the tan oak trees is they're claiming that they're shading the conifers and preventing the conifers, which have higher profitable markets, and preventing the trees from growing.
Wow.
So they're eliminating the trees. Now, I went to another meeting here in Northern California that was attended by not only Board of Supervisors here in Sonoma County, but some of the city council members as well. And they're all agreeing that because of climate change, our forests up here in Northern California are going to change dramatically. They're going to turn into just shrub lands.
Wow.
Because they're killing the trees.
Mm-hmm.
The trees are being eliminated. Again, oxygen is being eliminated in this process as well. One other thing I want to throw in here is this is an article, and we've got it up on Stop the Crime, again, under Hot Radio Show Topics. Pacific Gas and Electric is nearing a plan to filter chromium on the Colorado River. There has been, just like Hinckley, the movie that Aaron Brockovich, chromium has been leaching from one of the plants next to the Colorado River
wow.
for many years. and they're planning to use, this is insane, insanity, but what isn't? They're going to be using ethanol, which is a toxin also, a known carcinogen, to inject that into this chromium plume to try to encapsulate the chromium. This is about 150 acres along the Colorado River. They're claiming that this will take decades to clean up. Hmm. What is actually really happening is that they're poisoning the Colorado River. Remember, PG&E is Rothschild.
That's right.
PG&E is in the process, Rothschild is in the process of poisoning all of our surface water, again, keeping us in the illusion that our water comes from groundwater, surface, rain, and snowmelt. It doesn't.
It's just on every side these days, Deborah.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely.
So we're in trouble on the Colorado River with the intentional poisoning of the Colorado River, which serves quite a large drinking supply down in Los Angeles, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So I think everybody needs to realize the enormity of the assault, but more importantly, understand how you cannot consent and the kinds of things that you can do to secure greater degrees of safety while we're going through this.
Right.
Certainly, we have to band together. It's going to become more and more difficult to discern who we are because so many people now are literally mind-controlled.
I agree.
And they become a tremendous danger to all of us,
mm-hmm.
particularly if they are biomedically implanted. And they can be used by criminal crime networks of the targeted group to literally be turned into assassins. This is a very real reality. It has been being done for quite a long while. And I can talk about that a little further if you'd like, or we can just jump right into calls.
I'd love to jump into some calls. Our good friend Fran has been waiting very patiently, and I want to make sure that if there are people out there that want to get some clarification on anything that Deborah has mentioned today, please do feel free to call in. We do have the phone lines open right now, 866-37-TRUTH, 866-378-7884. I'm going to go ahead and hop over to the phone line right now. Fran, thank you so much for being patient with us on the phone. You are on the air with myself and Deborah Tavares. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Hey, JD and Deborah.
Hi, Fran.
And to all listeners at Biff R. I know this is going to seem kind of a no-brainer, and it's probably self-explanatory, but the question I'm wondering is this. Other than foundations that there are many of, what corporations are entangled with this, whether warfare against the everyday person, is actually betting on, placing betting on the loss of life, or how much of the resources they're going to be able to reap after loss of human life has occurred, let alone wildlife and animal husbandry is concerned?
JD, there was quite a bit of echo, and I'm not...
Okay. She was basically wondering if you could pinpoint more specifically some of the corporations that we can see kind of out in the stock market right now, essentially hedging their bets towards, you know, being profitable in these respects as they're taking over property and as they're taking over farmland and things like that. Just kind of putting a little bit more of a fine point on who is exactly responsible, Deborah.
Well, of course, we have the corporate reality of the United States. The United States is a corporation.
Yes.
And all of our cities are corporations, as well as our state governments. We are not a functioning representative reality.
That's right.
So the entire setup is set up to benefit the corporate structure. The corporate structure's reality is that there's no recognition of morality, ethics, or life. Corporations' bottom line is revenue. I would recommend everyone that's listening to read Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars.
Yes.
Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. You can download it for free from StopTheCrime.net, or you can also type it in your YouTube, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. As a result of an interview I did several years ago on the NASA war plans, and I mentioned silent weapons, this gentleman is reading the document to you. It's very well done. If you would like to be multitasking and listen to that 44-page document being read, again, go onto YouTube, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. So, again, we are nothing but a corporate structure set for profits, and we are being squeezed. We are the monetary value.
That's right.
We are the monetary value. So we can't think in terms of what we have been taught in school. We have all been lied to. And, in fact, we have a very important link on our website, Kids for Profit, where we talk about why urgently parents need to withdraw their children out of this corporate structure called schools, because the children are being now Wi-Fi'd to death.
Uh-huh.
There are too many kids coming out of school now that will not have jobs. We're becoming mechanized. The human species as we have known it is being altered. So what better way to eliminate, sadly, to eliminate our kids than to kill them slowly while they're in school with all of the Wi-Fi and the Chromebooks
right.
that are now being put forth in all the schools.
So the long story, the long answer to, or the short answer to that long question was essentially that just about every corporation out there, including the United States masquerading as a corporation, all stand to make
right.
quite a bit of money on this whole fleecing of our value, really, is what it comes down to, is that the our time, talent, and energy, not only that, but the things that we produce, all of that is set to be sucked up by these corporate entities.
As a person, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then the question, then, J.D., the question, the subsequent question I have for Deborah, and bless her, I applaud her for the work she's done for that matter, hats off to her if I had one, is that what would she suggest or recommend, other than talking to politicians and all that, which are going to basically turn you a deaf ear, to basically sever our tether to this so-called government, as it may take name known as, to keep from having to worry about dishing out any more energy to them that they don't deserve?
That's a good question. Did you get that, Deborah?
Again, I'm just wondering, are you on speakerphone by any chance? Because I'm getting such an echo, I'm really not getting your question.
She might be, but I can clarify it for you if you need.
Okay, yeah.
She's essentially asking, really, at the end of the day, when you boil it down to the brass tacks, how do we get out from under the thumb of this corporate agenda on an individual spiritual level? Like, what can we actually do to break free?
Well, that's a very good question, and I'm very happy that you asked that, because there are many things you can do. First of all, on different levels, we have suggestions on our solutions page on stopthecrime.net. This is more for frequency assaults and attacks and things that people can do to reduce the frequencies that are coming in on your home lines or your house lines in your homes that are causing mind control. But we also have a very important document at the top of stopthecrime.net. It's called Lawfully Yours. You can also type that in your search bar, Lawfully Yours. There are ways in which you can submit notices.
That's right.
To prevent some of these assaults upon us. Again, corporations do not deal in living flesh and blood. It is a corporate structure that does not look at flesh and blood people. So we can assert what rights many people think we have by looking at those notices. I would recommend everybody take a look at that.
Okay.
I would also recommend that everybody read a book that a retired federal judge wrote, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. Again, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America, written by Judge Dale.
Judge Dale, yep.
It is a free download. You can just download it from stopthecrime.net. I think it's also up just on the web. You can download it that way as well. I would recommend everyone read that. Also, J.D.,
mm-hmm.
We have been tricked and fooled into believing the reality of World War II.
That's right.
And I think we need to get into some knowledge of history, particularly as it is reflected in this most important YouTube that I'm going to recommend right now. It's called Hell Storm, H-E-L-L, Storm, one word, Hell Storm. It reveals what really occurred in World War II. It also exposes who Dwight D. Eisenhower really was, as well as Churchill. these satanic people are not what we were taught in our history classes.
That's right.
We have been so massively deceived. Now, the value of Hellstorm, and it is not for everyone to watch, because it is extremely violent. It is what is happening, though, on different levels with the types of technology that are occurring now. It is absolutely wars for bankers. All wars are bankers' wars.
That's right.
And we are in World War III now, and it is a bankers' war. It's for profits. It's for population management and reduction.
Mm-hmm.
And it is for creating a new reality, a new food system, creating a new value system out of exchanging air. We bought phony fiat currency since 1913.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're moving into trading air, putting value and assessments on air. The insanity of it all is, of course, absolute insanity.
Yes.
And we must understand and educate ourselves. We've been denied the truth. And for many people that I've known, they go through severe depression. But I can say that once you start to understand, you can work your way through this. What the globalists are counting on is that we will have mental breakdowns. Then we will be put on pharmaceutical drugs
mm-hmm.
to maintain our, to be maintained and to be further controlled as more and more people are set upon by these violent, horrific crimes that are being launched against us.
Wow. I'm so excited to be a part of this team, Deborah. I can't tell you how much it just it warms the cockles of my heart to be affiliated with all of these idiots out here as they are driving us down this road. It's just insane to me. I want to touch bases again here real quick with Fran. Fran, did you have any other questions or comments you wanted to ask Deborah or myself?
Oh, no. I just want to thank you both for the gen-up job you both are doing, and I wish y'all a great week.
Well, we appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling in, Fran. You take care and have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
As well. Take care.
You do the same. All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, the phone lines are still open right now in case you do have questions or comments for Deborah Taveras. But, Deborah, you know, really fundamentally at the end of the day, this seems like a pretty substantial spiritual war that we are in right now. What if you had to give some advice on what we can do to keep ourselves safe and our families safe? What would you have to say to that?
Well, the most important thing, of course, is education.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot evaluate what safety means unless you realize what you need to try to prevent.
That's right.
And the types of decisions that you need to consider making only by knowing what is happening. And what I'm finding is for those that are understanding reality, tighter bonds are being built. This is not what the globalists want. The entire idea of targeting individuals is literally cutting us out of the herd one by one through isolation,
mm-hmm.
where these types of chemical and directed energy weapon assaults can occur in silence as a person is being injured, traumatized, and tortured, while the bulk of us are unaware that these are the types of tactics that are occurring. We must now formulate greater levels of unity. It has also been advised by a number of people that I have spoken with regarding the targeting of individuals that women and children no longer travel alone because of the tremendous evil that are on the roads. Certainly, I have had people that I have known that have been stopped for traffic violations, arrested, and taken immediately to mental hospitals.
Wow.
So this is real, this is happening, and we now have to have a buddy system for our safety because the diabolical approaches set upon us are so broad and so deep that we have to help one another. We must become each other's security by knowing where we are. And
that's
I
right.
hate to be saying this, but I remember growing up on the beaches in Malibu and always being told, do not go swimming, ever. Unless there's someone on the beach that knows you're in the water.
That's right.
And this is what our reality is now. And I think in answer to your question, education first in order to create safety, again, as I said, we have to buddy up. We have to know where each other are. And we also must understand the fate of targeted individuals, because this is expanding, and likely you know people, many people that are listening, know people that are likely targeted, or you will soon be targeted. So buy directed energy weapons, buy psychotronic weapons, literally to take over your minds. This is, they're moving us into a cyborg period of time now before they literally move into total robotics, where breeding will be all done in a lab. There will be no more wild breeding, as they call it.
Oh, wow.
Anymore. And our children are not necessary. That's why now they're increasing the Wi-Fi, the cell phone towers on school properties. Mm-hmm. This is why our children are getting more and more wireless gadgets, that they are becoming literally engaged with. It's almost like an addiction, the frequency addiction. So we're being slaughtered in a silent weapon system, and we have the opportunity to learn as we go through this period in our lives.
I'm just wondering, too, if the irony might end up being that a tinfoil hat actually is something that can protect us from some of this.
Well, that's interesting that you should say that, because there are methods of shielding that do involve aspects of that. but also, it depends on whether you're targeted directly. It also depends on where you are in proximity to cell towers and antennas.
Right.
Certainly, as all of this wireless network increases, which it is, the Bechtel Corporation right now is working with FEMA, Homeland Security, and the Department of Defense to utilize all existing infrastructure to increase frequencies for emergency operations for our safety. So whenever you hear "for our safety," it is not for our safety.
That's right.
It is for the controller's safety against us. We have to flip it around. So right now, again, Bechtel is using the in-place infrastructure to increase direct energy assaults on all of us.
My goodness.
And you can also take a look at the increased assaults on some identified cities in the United States, where they've literally focused larger degrees of poisons. And, of course, I think we all know that.
Right.
In any event, yes, the call to action, go to primarywater.org. Understand we have an abundance of water. Help distribute the flyers. This is one area of fear that we need to eliminate. We are the water planet.
I agree. Deborah, we are out of time. I really appreciate you being on here, and I'm reminded of something that another host on the network, Popeye, always says. The key to our salvation is an inside job, ladies and gentlemen. We have to take it upon ourselves to learn these things and to expose this information. If you don't know who the adversaries are, how can you be an advocate for anyone? And I tell you, top of the list of advocacy is our good friend Deborah Tavares. Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today.
And thank you so much.
Absolutely. Everybody, take care.
Truth Frequency Radio is your number one source for news and information without the hate, hype, and fear. We are proud to bring you cutting-edge programs like The Kev Baker Show,
The Christopher Everard Show,
The Freedom Link with Joe Joseph,
Truth Frequency with Chris and Shuri Geo,
Red Pill Reports
with J.D. Moore,
X-Squared with Brooks Agnew,
Down the Rabbit Hole with Popeye,
Freaky Friday
with The Woo Crew,
Waking Up the Masses
with Robert Bruce,
Phoenix Rising Radio,
and dozens more.
Did you know you can listen from any computer, mobile device, or from any telephone by dialing 832-225-5308.
Or call into your favorite show toll-free at 866-37-TRUTH.
Uncensored talk and news you won't hear in the mainstream media.
24 hours a day.
Truth Frequency Radio. Wherever you are, make it TFR.
Truth Frequency Radio.